From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In high school basketball action last night, the Chatham girls beat Tunstall 55-45 to remain undefeated. Jakiya Jiggets and Sydney Ward led the way for Chatham with 16 points each. Chatham is now 8-0 on the season, while the loss drops Tunstall to 5-4 on the year. The Tunstall boys beat Chatham 53-43. Trojans improved to 3-5 with the win, while the loss drops Chatham to 2-6. Gretna wide receiver Tyson Miller has been named second-team All-State. As a sophomore this season, Miller had 60 catches for 917 yards and 10 touchdowns. Miller helped lead Gretna to a 10-3 record this season and a trip to the regional final. Four ACC teams are ranked in the latest edition of the AP Top 25 College Basketball Poll. Duke remains the number 6 ranked team in the country, while UNC fell 5 spots to number 17, Louisville dropped 4 spots to number 20, and UVA is down 2 spots to number 23. The top 5 remain the same this week, with Arizona, Michigan, Iowa State, UConn, and Purdue. Black Monday in the NFL saw 4 head coaches get fired. Falcons head coach Raheem Morris was fired after going 8-9 in each of his first 2 seasons at the helm in Atlanta. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski was fired after finishing his 6th season in Cleveland with a record of 5-12. The Raiders parted ways with Pete Carroll after just 1 season as the head coach. The Raiders finished 3-14 and have the first pick in the upcoming NFL draft. Also, the Arizona Cardinals fired head coach Jonathan Gannon after going just 15-36. Over his 3 seasons in Arizona. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.